member-supported Jazz 90.1 proudly welcomes you to America's longest-running computer show, Soundbites. Call the show now at 966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll-free 800-790-0415 or soundbites.org. Now, alongside Steve Ray and Dave Enright, here's Nick Francesco on member-supported Jazz 90.1.
Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. America, and all the chips in the PC. It is Saturday, the 5th of September, Anno Domini 2009, and you lucky people, you're listening to the 20th anniversary edition of Soundbites. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm David Wright.
And I'm Steve Ray.
And I'm Rob Linton.
That's a voice we haven't heard in a while.
I know, it's been a while.
Rob Linton, ladies and gentlemen. And we are here live at the Radisson Hotel Rochester Riverside.
With a lot of our great friends.
Well, yeah, we have a wonderful array of people here. This is some of the most frightening faces I've seen in a long time. We've got a lot to do today, and it's going to be a lot of fun. But let me start out by thanking all the people who have made this possible. First and foremost, all of you for 20 years of listening to this show. Without you folks here and you folks at home, this show would not have lasted 2 weeks, much less 20 years. So give yourselves a big round of applause. You absolutely deserve it. You absolutely do. Thank you all very much. We, of course, want to thank Rob Linton and all the folks at Jazz 90.1 for their support.
And especially that young lady trying to hide back in the corner.
That's Laura Lann Romeo. She's done.
She busted
all
her
of this.
Butt.
Well, I want to mention Laura Lann Romeo is my development director, and I said, Laura Lann, I want to have a party. She said, all right, when? And I gave her the date, and she took it from here. She secured the Radisson for us, the wonderful food and pastries. First of all, hope you didn't eat anything before you came here today, because if you've seen that dessert table in the back, tons of food, and that was donated to us by Sam's Club, and we want to thank those folks very much.
Thank you very much
for that as well. So thank you. Round of applause for Sam's Club. And I also, Nick, want to recognize some of our other sponsors that are here really quick. Want to recognize Frontier Communications. They're here. We have Apple Cider. They're here as well. Network Rochester. And we appreciate those folks for being a part of this event.
It's wonderful. Well, as I said, it's true. Contrary to everybody's belief, particularly ours, Soundbites has, in fact, lasted for 20 full years. And we first hit the air on Sunday, September 3rd, 1989. And I thought I would start off by telling a little bit about the story of how we got on the air. Years ago, I was doing computer support and stuff like that, and I knew Simon Ponton. I'm sure many of you remember, and he was on the air for, I think, a good 118 years, I believe it was, over on XXI FM. And he and I were sitting on my porch drinking Guinness one night, and he looked at me and said, you know what? You should do a radio show. I said, yes, I think I should. I absolutely think I should. He said, okay. And that was it. And then one day I get a call from the station, and they said, come on down. We're going to do a radio show. And so I came down, and they put us on the air with Bob Smith, the great Bob Smith. Unfortunately, Bob was not available to come today, and that's really too bad.
John will be joining us later.
John will be here. John Andrus will be here. But
our other Rob Linton.
That's right. He was the producer at the time. We started the show.
Rob has turned into our old Jeff now, right?
Yeah.
Here we go with that again.
You're going to get in trouble for that.
Here we go with that again.
And we sat down, and it was one of those deals where when we started on the air, Bob sat there and said, I don't know what we're going to do for an hour. And I said, what do you mean? He said, you know, we didn't really advertise this. This is just kind of a wing and a prayer. We opened up the mics for an hour, but we didn't advertise it. Nobody knows we're going to be on the air. I said, you know what? I don't think it's going to be a problem. We opened up the mics. We said hello, and the calls have not stopped coming in since, except for those horrible, horrible weeks when there are phone problems. And then we're sitting there staring at a couple hours of just talking to these two, and that's not good.
Wait a minute. That was only the time that you were running late. I had run the board at XXI, and without faith, you know, without fail, it seemed every time Nick was running late and I had to sit there, all I had to do was push buttons. They refused to cooperate. I'd wind up with dead air. The minute he'd come in, what do you mean? Just do this.
And it would work. The board at XXI hated him, absolutely
yes,
hated him.
Now I get to run it.
But what happened was after a couple of months, we started having guests in because, and I know this is going to be a shock to you, and thank God you're all sitting down. Those of you who are listening in your cars right now, hold on to the wheel. I don't know everything.
Oh.
I know. Those few things I didn't know, I thought maybe we should have some help. So we started having a rotating panel of guests. Dave came on as our hardware guy at the time. And after a while, Steve joined us as our Mac guy. And we had a bunch of other people that came on. But somehow or another, these two guys just kind of started showing up every week and never left. I don't quite know how that evolved, actually.
Especially with me, the Mac section was half an hour a month.
That's right. Originally,
yeah, that's
it
right.
was.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then I started staying for the whole hour, and then I started showing up every week, and they never asked me not to, so I just kept going.
we were way too polite, and now it's too late, so we're kind of stuck with them. But that's what we did back then. And then we were on the air there many years, and then we moved over to WHAM, Jeff Howlett at WHAM, who also invited. He has his kids with him today, so he's unable to join us today. That's too bad. Jeff, if you're listening, and why wouldn't you be? Bring your kids over. Well, there's just all kinds of food.
There's kids here too to play with.
Kids to play
My
with.
My son was so happy when more kids showed up.
There they are. and we moved over to WHAM, and after a while, Mr. Chris Reich, sitting here right in the front row, joined us as our sound and recordist. Recordist is better than recording engineer. He's our recordist. And he was with us for a very long time there, doing a great job, because he would take. Chris did way more work than any sane or reasonable human being would ever do. He would take the thing back and not only just take out the commercials and all that stuff so we could put it on the air legally, but he would also sweeten it all up and make us all sound like we have reached puberty at some point and add echoes and things.
Good.
Oh, he did a great job, an unbelievably great job. Then when we moved over to Jazz 90.1, it's a very tiny little studio, and there's not really room for four people in that. Believe me when I tell you this, there's barely room for three. When a break happens and I need to leave for any reason, everybody has to move to let me out. So we have Rob to thank for bringing us over to.
Was so cool though when we did leave WHAM.
And let me hasten to say that we did not leave WHAM for anything that the local people did. It was a decision from corporate down in, where are they, Texas?
Yeah.
And it had everything to do with them. And Jeff Howlett, God bless him, fought for us, fought to keep us on the air, and eventually lost. But God bless him. He fought hard. So it's nothing to do with him. We have nothing but good things to say about Jeff. They got rid of a whole bunch of once a week shows all over the country, so it has nothing to do with Jeff.
But what I liked was shortly after that, Rob contacts me and says, "So when are we going to meet?" This was on I believe we got the notice on Tuesday. Mm-hmm. Wednesday, Rob says, "So when are we going to meet?" I said, "Let me get a hold of Nick and Steve and see when we can get."
The best part about it was that when Dave and I talked, I was giving a little talk to a senior citizen home, okay? I mean, this is, for the radio station, got invited to do this thing. So I'm telling you, my phone's going up. It's Dave. And I'm just like, uh-oh, this isn't good, And I talked to Dave, and we met for lunch, and we made it happen. And since then, I have
Wait a minute. He says it so quickly. We go to meet at the distillery.
Happened.
Yeah. But we go into the distillery. The four of us sit down. First words out of Rob's mouth. All right, I got 12 to 2 open. When do you guys want to start?
Yeah, right.
We didn't even look at the menu yet.
I don't mess around. Well, going back to WHAM for a second.
I was worried that we actually weren't going to get lunch. If we said yes, he was just going to get up and walk out. So we hemmed and hawed for about an hour.
Well, it was funny because WHAM, when you guys started there, I remember Jeff coming to me and saying, okay, we got this computer show going on. And it was either the computer show or Dr. Laura. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So what we decided, we said, all right, we'll give sound bites a try. And I remember you guys came in. And we've worked together ever since.
Yeah.
And it's been, these guys. guys aren't volunteers at my station. They're not, you know, just employees or something like that. These guys have become like family to me over the years, and I was honored that they came to Jazz 90.1, and it's been a great ride.
The honor is all ours.
Yes.
It's the honor is all ours.
Thank Nick, you. I'm going to interrupt you for a second. All of you guys got some red raffle tickets when you came in. Did everybody have your tickets? Why don't you get them out now? We've got a ton of stuff. First of all, we've got a huge prize we're going to give away at the end of the broadcast today. We're going to raffle away. I'm not going to tell you what it is yet, but it's a huge. No, it's not a computer, so I don't want you to, you know. Yeah, I'm sorry about that.
It's a date with Rob.
Yeah. Oh, here we go.
Where's my ticket?
All right. We have first of all, I want to thank Enright PC Management. Dave donated a whole bunch of these 4 gigabyte thumb drives that we're going to be giving away as well. We've got T-shirts, hats, CDs, DVDs. We have Ask Nick clocks that we're going to be giving away. So hold on to your tickets because we're going to have a lot of stuff. I'm going to give away one of these thumb drives right now. So, Vanna, if you can do the honors there. And there you go. Yeah.
The number is 498-809.
Who's that? Hey, you back there? Come on up. All right.
For those of you playing at home, you can't play it.
Yeah,
home.
I know. Yeah, it doesn't really work. There you go. Yeah,
I need a dollar, too. You got your wallet up.
Yes.
Just give me money.
Okay. Well, it's actually kind of funny. I thought about the other day, too. Do you remember the whole, I don't know if the person is here that did the movie posters. Do you remember the movie posters?
Oh, a bunch of people did the movie posters.
There's a lot of guilty parties here.
The funny part about
it, Scott did some, and Dolores did some, and everybody did some.
Well, the funny part about it is when I was going through grad school in the education program, I was doing student teaching. And a couple of the students that I had at the time, one of them is actually here, thought it'd be real funny to get me a Teletubby as a gag gift before I got done because I was one of the Teletubbies apparently on the movie posters. So I still have that. I was going through the attic. Somebody was helping me. He said, "What do you have a Teletubby for?" And it's like, "Oh no, there's a story that goes along." But wasn't I Dorothy in the Wizard of Oz?
You were Dorothy in the Wizard. There's a whole bunch of stuff. They're still up there. They're still up there at soundbites.org. That's a Bites with a Y, Francis would like to remind you.
Did Francis make it here today?
I don't know that Francis ever showed up anywhere. It was an email we got. Yeah. I don't remember Francis's last name.
How long ago was that?
That was 15 years ago, easily. I got this letter complaining that I don't tell them people it's Bites with a Y, and she apparently spent days going to some site in England that does hearing aids called, sound bites for something, I think radio something. And there's another one that does hearing aids, and she was very upset. So I've started saying Bites with a Y, Francis would like us to remind you, and she's become an icon at Soundbites.
Well, Nick, really quick before you get into kind of the meat of the show today, I want to give everybody here and everyone listening right now a little homework assignment. What you've got to do when you leave today, you've got to tell at least 20 of your friends that Soundbites is on member-supported Jazz 90.1. We have a lot of people who still don't know we made the move because the Wham show just ended with no explanation of where we went, why we left, or what the deal was. So we need everybody in here listening and also people that are in this room to please tell your friends, tell anybody in your user groups that you're a part of that we are now on member-supported Jazz 90.1 and they're staying on member-supported Jazz 90.1. Mm-hmm. Or else...
He will hunt us down.
We're happy to be here. That's
member-supported
Jazz 90.1. We're also in Second Life. I'm on Twitter at sound_bites. If those of you out there listening want to send us in a little something or other one way or the other, we just got a couple of three or four now. Congrats and all that stuff. So it's very nice. That's very nice. We're also, of course, still in the,
IRC.
The IRC chat, and that's kind of nice too. So we're very happy. And of course, we have a Facebook page at soundbites. Look for me, Nick Francesco, on Facebook, and it'll lead you to it.
And again, we've got some of the folks here that are members of Second Life. For some of you other folks don't know what that is, that's another virtual world where we, on Friday nights at 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, go in there and, again, answer people's computer questions, sort of like what we do here on the show. But Second Life is a little bit broader. For some of you folks that haven't been there, we literally have people from all over the world come to the show. Last night we had one gentleman in there who is down in Guam. We have folks from England, and they're all real time. I mean, you're talking to these folks, and they're real time answering and you know, giving out computer advice.
We even have people from Buffalo in the Southern Tier, so it's
yeah. I mean, we've got listeners all over. So again, even if you think your friends, you know, are in other cities, right now that's the beauty, and that's one of the goals. I told Rob, more or less as a personal thing, when we came to Jazz 90.1, and we go on the air, literally right next to me is another monitor. And when Soundbite starts, the stream is maybe sitting around 24. 20.
That, before you skip the step, which says we're live on the web. The Jazz 90.1 has a live stream on the web that you can get to from jazz901.org.
And this is measuring the number of folks streaming. The minute Soundbites hits on, we constantly watch this number jump up, jump up, jump up. We've been averaging between 72 and 85 folks streaming the show. Now, when I say streaming, I mean also we're getting calls from Georgia, South Carolina, Nebraska.
Darn Canada.
Our goal, and this is why with Rob's telling you to tell friends, they don't have to be here in the city. Stream us, because my goal for this year is to try to break 100. What? I want to be able to go to Rob and say, hey, Rob, we need another 100 licenses.
One thing I want to mention, we actually have, in any given five-day period, we have 15 different countries worldwide that tune into our web stream, and that continues to expand as people find out about Soundbites and our jazz programming. Talking about non-computer related for a second, Jazz 90.1 is special for not only the specialty shows that we have, but also that we are one of less than 8 full-time jazz radio stations left in the entire United States. And a lot of people, you know, if you're not necessarily a jazz fan, you're like, okay, big deal. But to the jazz community, that is absolutely huge. And it's, the way we've been able to keep going is through membership. So we're hoping with our membership campaign that starts up in October that you will consider supporting Jazz 90.1, because frankly, that's how we keep the lights on and the mics on and everything for shows like Soundbites as well. So we hope that we can, can count on support during the pledge drive.
And for those of you, I know that I am giving you folks who are here the benefit of the doubt here, give you a little time. But, of course, we do have a poll every week at AskNick.com.
Ding.
That's AskNick.com.
Ding.
See, that really is me. That's not something that, you know, you hit the button and it's recorded and Chris fixed it all up. It's,
I can get there if I need to.
But he always added the echo every week. The first time I listened to the show, I'm hearing this this thing. I'm going, what the? And I had to go back and listen to it again. I said, that's Chris. Chris is doing way too much work. So the question this week is actually pretty simple. Y'all ought to be able to answer it. How long have you been listening to Soundbites? The choices, of course, are all 20 years, over 15 years, over 10 years, over 5 years, over 1 year, less than a year, and I've only listened since the switch to
member supported
Jazz 90.1.
So what was that?
That's
member supported
Jazz 90.1.
Jack Mindy's back in the studio. He's probably going with the volume.
Yeah, you're pegging my meter over here.
That's all right. You'll get over it.
Nick, I want to. Oh, there's the bell.
He found it. Good.
So far, 60 votes.
We forgot to tell him to bring up the.
No, he knows. He knows. Want to let people know, too, that at this point, I would like to open up this event, and we will allow about 50 listeners who happen to just show up to the Radisson Hotel, Rochester Riverside. You're more than welcome to stop by. We're cutting it off at Fit Lori's like, oh, God. Yeah. She's like, how am I going to keep these people out?
But you've got Amelia out there. She's promised to be the bulldog.
We would like to open it up. The first 50 people who show up to the Radisson Hotel, Rochester Riverside, and come on up, we will let you in, and you can be a part of the festivities as well. We originally said, tickets are gone, but we opened up a few more spaces as well for folks who want to stop by. So the first 50 people, and if you're number 51, Lori, we'll take care of it.
You don't want to go there.
Yeah, that's right. Don't get in Lori's way.
You don't want to go there.
So we're talking about all you whiners out there all you folks out there who managed to not get a ticket. You can come in now, and it'll all be good. So that's what we have for that's our first thing. And
he's going to do another giveaway.
I get to do my Vanna thing again. We're going to give away another something. What are we giving away now? Oh, the wonderful Ask Nick robotic clock from
AskNick.com.
Ding.
Ding.
Online 24 hours a day.
Okay. I am online. AskNick.com is, in fact, online 24 hours a day. Jack, you are absolutely right.
And, of course, that voice was the wonderful Harry Leg. Yes, that's his real name.
Yeah. And no, he doesn't have a sister Peg.
Oh. The good thing, I think, is that Jack's got his mic off in the studio. I do want to take an opportunity, though, to thank my operations manager, Jack Mindy, who came in on a Saturday to run the show. I know many people have heard of Jack Mindy before. He's been with our place for a while, and we appreciate him giving up his Saturday to come in and keep the buttons going.
Bless you, Jack. Didn't I just read that he retired?
He did. He's semi-retired. Jack was on the air, and actually, Jack, I'm going to ask you to chime in again. Can you tell us how long you were on the air?
No, I can't. I can't count that high.
Oh, okay. He can't count that high. All right. Yeah. You know, like, well, you may not want me to tell you, but we'll put it to you this way, because it was in the press. It was over 50 years, I believe. Is that correct, Jack?
Yeah, actually, 52.
You started on the air when you were 2?
Mm-hmm. That's about it.
All right, let's do another giveaway before Jack has to hit the break.
All right, this is the world-famous Ask Nick robotic clock. It's actually pretty cool. The number is 498-782.
Who do we have? There we go. All right. Excellent.
There we go. We already have a winner.
All right. Well, Nick, I think before we get into anything else, we're going to have Jack get ready to fire out the break on his end. We've got still the opportunity for folks to ask questions in person here as well and be on the radio. It's a beautiful thing. So we're going to do that.
The longest running computer show in the known universe.
That's exactly right. So stay tuned, everybody. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes with Dave Enright, Steve Ray, the mighty Rob Linton, me, Nick Francesco, and each and every one of you in the longest-running computer show in the known universe. This is the 20th anniversary edition of Soundbites.
Online 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at soundbites.org. More with Nick Francesco, Dave Enright, and Steve Ray next on member-supported Jazz 90.1.
The Jazz 90.1 member card is more than just a card. It's our way of thanking you for supporting Jazz 90.1. Because in return, you can save money all year long by showing your Jazz 90.1 member card for discounts at fine local member card businesses, including 45 East Fine Jewelers, Adams Basin Inn, Antonetta's Italian Restaurant, The Bob Shop, Bert Shapiro Photography, Hedonist Artisan Chocolates, Leaf and Bean Coffee Company, Lorraine's Food Factory, Mary Boyce of Mario's Hair Studio, Mind and Body Connection, New Health Cafe, Small World Bakery, Sound Source, and Tuxedo Corner, Irondequoit and Gates locations. So carry your Jazz 90.1 member card and show it when you shop. For a complete and up-to-date list of member card businesses, visit our website at www.jazz901.org. To get your member card, call 966-5299. That's 966-JAZZ, and become a member of Jazz 90.1.
Breeze Community Broadcasting and Jazz 90.1 are proud to present an evening of wine and jazz, Thursday, September 17th from 7 to 10 p.m. at the Memorial Art Gallery. This third annual gala fundraising event will feature wine and beer tasting, live jazz by the Rick Holland, Evan Dobbins Little Big Band, and the Bob Snyder Trio, delicious gourmet food, including chocolate sampling, and a huge silent auction. Each attendee will also receive a souvenir Jazz 90.1 tasting glass. Tickets are only $25 each and can be purchased by calling 966-2660. That's 966-2660, or securely online at jazz901.org. Proceeds from an evening of wine and jazz benefit Jazz 90.1. Last year's event sold out, and only a limited number of tickets will be sold this year, so get yours today.
Hi, I'm Linda Wildman. Please join me middays 10 to noon on Jazz 90.1.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
I'm Steve Ray.
And I'm Rob Linton.
And at, what is it, 27 minutes after the hour, we are Soundbites. I can't see a dang thing because during the break, the folks here were taking pictures. And I'm an idiot, and I look right into the camera lenses.
Yeah, and I'm seeing spots.
So we're seeing spots before our eyes. Dave123-R is here somewhere, actually with us at the moment. We're just having fun here. Rob said, If you're in town and you want to come to the party, come on down. We're at the Rochester. We're at the Radisson Hotel, Rochester Riverside. I want to get it right. Yeah, Hotel, Rochester Riverside. And we want to thank those folks.
Absolutely.
And Christy Tooper, her entire staff. We want to thank the folks from Sam's Club. That's Chris Lauerman and all of those people. They brought this cake, which is gorgeous.
Multiple cakes, numerous cakes back there.
They seem to have removed some of my hair and added a shine to my forehead. I don't know why they did that, but okay, other than that, it's a nice cake. There's all kinds of pastry and stuff. It's unbelievable. The folks from Apple Cider are here. Some of them are smiling. That's nice. Network Rochester, Kelly Brewer is a sponsor here. Frontier Communication is here. That's Trent Bridges over there in the red shirt. Hard to miss him. Whatever you're giving away, save me one, Trent. That's all I have to say. The world-famous Enright PC Management has donated some giveaway stuff here and actually sent a guy to sit on the panel. I'm kind of impressed by that. Devin Murphy, Dan? Photography.
My partner, Dan? He's here.
He can sit up here instead. Please, Dan, please. Come and sit up here instead. Devin Murphy Photography.
Devon Murphy.
I'm sorry, Devon. Don't stop taking pictures. There you are.
Taking
pictures.
I should mention as well, Devon is actually one of my DJs. He has the show on Monday nights from 9 to midnight. This is one of his side gigs, so we appreciate him coming down and giving us a Saturday as well.
And we're going to all get CDs of this stuff, right? You're going to send us. So that's what I like to hear. And, of course, I don't think this would have happened if it hadn't been for Laurelann Romeo. Where are you, Laurelann?
Right there she is.
She is the person who made all of this happen.
No,
she's the Jazz 90.1 development director. Without her, this would be a big, empty parking lot somewhere. We'd be able to do any of this. Barb McSpadden from Women's Magazine is here. Ron Blazig from Blazig Glass Specialties. And, of course, Rochester Apparel.
Excellent.
For the lovely shirts. So we want to thank each and every one of those. And, of course, Jack Mindy is in the studio producing the show. And, of course, the lovely Lori Enright, who is out there.
She's our bouncer.
Being our bouncer. Yep. Along with the lovely Amelia. Oh, no, she isn't out there. Has abandoned her post, clearly. And the lovely Amelia Francesco, who is probably wandering around downtown Rochester.
We want to make a mention, too, if folks are coming down, don't panic if the garage that's attached to this hotel is full. This is also the weekend for Drum Corps Associates to come, and they're from all over the country have come in for their world championships this weekend. And so parking can be a little bit interesting, but there's plenty of other garages down here as well, in the neighborhood to walk in. But so we're letting the first 50 people to come to the door in as well this afternoon.
Yeah, but going back, though, just for a couple moments, and, we're thanking everybody else, but we got to thank you again, you folks.
Yeah.
It's due to you folks that we're still here, and that we hope to continue on and maybe doing this again in 25 years.
Hello.
That's right. Oh, excuse me.
Yeah, that works. And, you want to get that,
the
Tom?
The phone is ringing?
It's not mine. It's not mine.
Okay.
Not me.
Oh.
And I
vibrate.
Yeah. Oh, all right.
And I really,
Jazz 90.1 baseball cap to this person.
Ah.
Yes.
Is the inside of the turnover? Oh, no, it's not white. Okay, we can't sign it. All right. The number here, apparently they all start with 498. 769. That's 7.
Hello.
That's my daughter. Miss Amelia Rose Francesco, give us the ticket now. Give us the ticket now. Give us the ticket. Thank you. There she is, modeling. There she is. Very nice. All right, we're going to go take questions. Our first question came from Lynn. Lynn, where are you?
Right here.
Right there. There she is. I didn't see you sitting there. Go ahead and ask your question.
I've been told that Linux is not ready for prime time, to quote my informant.
Misinformant?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's closely related.
We don't hold that against you.
So
thank you.
So the question is your informant misinformed or, in fact, actually informed? The reality is, there you go. The reality is, I'm running Linux right here. I run it on my desktop every day.
Yeah.
There are a couple of things that are maybe not as easy as Windows to set up at first. But once you've got it up and running, and it depends on what distribution you use. For example, Linux Mint, you just say install it, and boom, the next thing you know, it's a perfectly running system with everything running perfectly. He's happy with that. Take that with a grain of salt. But He's happy with that. So it depends on the distribution you use. I personally use Ubuntu, but that needs a little bit of setup. Ubuntu is an ancient African word that means I can't configure Debian. So That's what it means. So, yeah, half a dozen people got that. Everybody else is like, what? But it depends on which version you use. I think that given all the problems that every operating system has, and that includes Linux, that Linux, like any operating system, you need to understand it. You know, if you've been using Windows for 20 years, moving to a Mac or to Linux is not that easy. But it's not that hard either. It's like I always say, it's like buying a new car. You still know how to drive, you just don't know where the radio is. So after a couple weeks, you forget you didn't know where the radio was.
And one of the advantages, too, is that you can do a bootable CD. So say you've got Windows on your machine and you don't want to quite make the switch. You can put in a CD, and, of course, most of the PCs you can have boot off your CD and have it load the operating system. So you can play with Ubuntu and, you know, and not really do any damage to your machine, because the minute you recycle it, it'll boot back up into Windows because the CD isn't in there. But you get to play and experiment and see if it is for you. Because, yeah, like Nick was saying, there's always going to be a learning curve, and it's just getting used to that.
I've always liked – ooh, I'm a little loud myself. I've always
– That wasn't me, Jack.
Yeah. I've always likened it a little bit to the early days of DOS, where you had to tinker a little bit. It was sort of a tinkering OS. How many people remember DOS? You know, we've been listening to DOS for 20 years. We started with DOS. You had menus that eventually came up and where you could type commands, and then the GUI eventually evolved, and that started coming in. But a lot of people like the command line. It's one of the things we hear a lot from the Macintosh world is that the Macintosh is based on Unix, which is what Linux is based on too, one of the first operating systems. And there's a command line, and there's a whole group of people that love the command line, typing commands, and you get really close to the way the computer works. For the vast majority of people, they like clicking buttons, and that's fine too. But it's really neat being able to do both on a Unix-based operating system, and advancing forward to just to be something else, which is nice too.
I have to tell you, the day Steve brought his first little OS 10 Macintosh,
which is 10 years ago now,
yeah, to the show to show us off the brand new OS 10 stuff, all the shiny. Tony Placilla, who used to be on the show with us and has since moved out of town, the great Tony Placilla, is a Unix wonk from way back. He and I were on the show, and we just said, yeah, how do you get to the command line? Get me to the command line. I need to be. Poor Steve was so frustrated. He's going, but look, all the shiny. And we're going, shut up, where's the command line? It was a little frustrating for him. He wanted to show us all the cool stuff, and we just wanted to see how much real Unix there was under the hood. And there's a lot. It's real Unix under the hood.
And Steve kind of kicked us back when he brought in this old magazine.
Yeah.
Back from 1987, we're sitting there, all three of us are sitting there saying, look at the code. I can remember. Yeah. They used to literally put in the code. So you could sit there and type in the program.
At 6502 assembler.
Yeah.
And that's the way we used to do it. And this is one thing that we were talking about back when we first started on the air. I mean, that was back in the days of the 286 and the 386. And they're sitting there. Folks are saying, oh, well, I've got 5 gig of storage. That's all I'm ever going to need. Yeah, right.
Excellent.
I had 16K in my first Apple II.
That's exactly right.
Well, I told you, the very first one I had, I had just gotten a PC Junior, and it had 64 mega memory. Of course, you get the sidecar. The thing wasn't 2 days old. I had it broken apart all over the dining room table. My wife was getting ready to go over to England for a few weeks for an audit trip. And she goes, is that our new computer? I'm upgrading it. How long have you had it? A couple days.
And you waited that long?
Yeah.
Oh, hold on.
Yeah.
Here we go. It's time for another drawing.
Ta-da.
No matter how I pull it out, it's always 498. 829
There we go.
No.
Oh, no, he's just standing checking up to see if he's got it. Does it? 829? 8829. 498829, yeah. You don't win the Chevy, I'm sorry.
But you get a nice T-shirt.
You get a T-shirt, and we'll sign it later.
All righty.
Yes, thank you. Give me the ticket. Anybody who buys a T-shirt, by the way, we'll sign them after the broadcast.
Kind of like this.
Or wherever. We don't care. The first computer I ever used was a Cosmac VIP. The Cosmac, you guys remember it. No, before that, it was just a circuit board, and on the other side was a hex keypad. And it had no storage, no nothing. You plugged it in, and you had to type in the program every time you used that. Yes, they eventually put it in a little case and made it the Cosmac Elf. Absolutely, great machine.
Originally priced at $275.
Yes, it was.
From RCA.
Yep, it was the RCA Cosmac VIP.
Yeah.
And it was 256 bytes of memory, and I wrote Space Invaders and a little brick out on the little display that you could put on, you know, you could hook it to the TV and it would have a display.
It ran at a screaming 1.7 megahertz.
I can't read that. Sorry, Scott. Yeah,
1.7 megahertz.
Megahertz. Yeah. Right. It was great. It was a 1.7 megahertz machine. Then for a while, I sold computers for a while, and then I went straight. But one of the first computers that we sold was the Pertec, P-E-R-T-E-C. Steve's going to look that up in a moment. We called it the Orange Toaster because that's what the case looked like. It was this rounded orange case. And that was an S100 bus, and that's all that was in it. There was no motherboard in this machine, just, I think, 4 slots in the toaster model. And you plugged in whatever you want. If you wanted a processor, you plugged in an S100 processor board, and then an S100 memory board, and then an S100 I.O. board, and maybe you put in 2 memory boards. So if you wanted to upgrade the processor, you just pulled out the old board and put in a new one. You wanted to add more memory, you just threw it in another slot, and that's the way it worked in those days. You could upgrade anything easily.
Well, the first one I got hooked on was an old Trash 80.
Oh, sure.
Tandy, yep. 8-inch floppy. You walk around, 32K. Oh, boy,
right.
I got the world. I'm happy. Monochrome screen. And, you know, this is one thing.
Or green?
Green. Well, that was on one of them.
Yeah.
A matter of fact, I can remember, it was a Honeywell system when I was first at Kodak. And we wrote in a lunar landing program in this great analytical computer. And I remember the supervisor, because we went around with the floppy, and we put it in, and he goes, "What's that to run?" I said, "Our landing program." He goes, "This is an $80,000 machine, and you're running lunar landing?" Because it did all this analysis. And, yeah, we got to do something in between. So, yeah, we'd be sitting there playing with the keyboard, and here he thought we were doing analytical work, and we were playing lunar landing.
It's like ballistic missile trajectory. That was the first program we wrote, pretty much, is ballistic missiles. You know, you have thrust, and you have angle, and then you have to calculate distance. You know, that's what computers were used for first.
Exactly right. For many years, I sold Osborne 1. There's never actually an Osborne 2, although there was an Osborne Vixen for a bit. But they called it a portable computer. It was certainly luggable. It was 26 pounds with a handle. And it was a whopping 64K of RAM, a full 64K of RAM. It had a 2 gigahertz Zilog Z80 processor. It had 2 what? Yes, see, 2 megahertz processor, whopping. 2 floppy drives that were 100K each, ladies and gentlemen. And it had a built-in, it had an S100 port and an RS-232 port and a something else, a parallel port. Yeah, and these are noise-canceling headphones, so luckily I can't hear a thing you're saying.
he has quite the party in his own mind.
You have no idea what's going on.
You have no idea. You should see it at the studio. He'll sit there.
This is the main reason I don't do drugs. I'm trapped inside this head 24 hours a day. Can you imagine being trapped in there and messed up? It wouldn't. It frightens me. All right, we are going to take a break. My boss now tells me I'm just trying to make him happy.
But before we do that, we want to mention again, folks, if you want to stop down, we're letting the first about 40 or so people, 40 or 50 people come on in. You don't have to have a ticket. We want to invite you down. So if you're in the neighborhood, stop down to the Radisson Hotel, Rochester Riverside.
Yep. We're going to take a break. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes with Dave Enright, Steve Ray, Rob Linton, me, Nick Francesco, and all of the folks here, both in the party room and out there on the in the world for the longest running computer show in the known universe, 20 years of sound bites. Back in just a couple of minutes.
Got a computer question? Call the boys now at 966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299 or toll free 800-790-0415. Online at soundbites.org. Soundbites continues next on member-supported Jazz 90.1.
Jazz 90.1 is supported in part by our members and by the M&T Bank Clothesline Festival, September 12th and 13th at the Memorial Art Gallery, 500 University Avenue, Rochester. The festival features 2 days of more than 370 New York State artists, comedy, music, and dance performances, and food for all tastes. Enjoy art demonstrations in the gallery's creative workshop as well. Parking and shuttle bus service are available from the East End and Genesee Hospital garages. For event details, you may visit the Memorial Art Gallery at clothesline.rochester.edu.
This is your Biotech Minute. Studies suggest that use of fossil fuels such as coal and oil build up greenhouse gases that trigger devastating floods, life-threatening droughts, and relentless snowfalls. Currently, the U.S. imports more than 66% of the oil we consume, jeopardizing our national security. One method to reduce these greenhouse gases and reduce our dependence on foreign oil is to increase our use of biofuels. Biofuels contribute little or no CO2 to the buildup of greenhouse gas, and their production is an economically friendly process. And best of all, they are a renewable resource. Biofuels, an environmentally friendly homegrown source of energy. That's a win-win situation. A public service message from this station and the Biotechnology Industry Organization.
Hey, this is Derek Lucas, host of The Spectrum. Join me every Sunday night from 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. on member-supported Jazz 90.1.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
I'm Steve Ray.
And I'm Rob Linton.
Holy cow, that was a quick break.
Yep. And you're listening. Yeah, those breaks are only 2.5 minutes. That's why, you know, we don't, folks don't believe it. We don't, Rob.
We don't mess around
We
anymore.
Do a lot of show time as opposed to advertising time.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And at 45 minutes after the hour, 46 minutes after the hour, we are sound bites. Before we go any farther,
let's give away another thumb drive. What do you think?
Yeah, that works.
And the number is, cheese and crackers, everyone I pull out is backwards, 498-796.
There you go. Woo! Come on up. There Bring you your go. Ticket up.
Well, there goes my streak.
There you go. Thank you.
Well, now that I've given this away to somebody I don't know well, I can say that the first one went to one of my oldest friends in the world. The second one went to a guy I work with, and the third one went to my daughter. So, and I don't quite know what happened.
Well, we've said that for years. You know half the people in town, and you're related to the other half of the people in town.
Yeah, right. That's the truth. I'm Italian. I'm related to more people than I know what to do with. Yeah, as an Italian, I've got like 700 or 800 cousins, any of whom I could marry legally in any state in the union, because we're not actually blood related in any way at all. They're just, they're my cousins. They're my relatives. But here we are. We're back, and... And before we go any farther, shall we take a question? Our next call, question is from some guy named Chris. Chris something. Chris Reich, I believe that's pronounced.
How are you doing, Nick?
Excellent.
How are you?
Show? Yeah. What is this here at the end? Oh, I see. You're talking about Control F2, so that means what's the function?
You understand.
Yeah, yes. Okay, good. Okay, yeah.
Yeah, the question is related to Mac OS X. Recently, I've noticed that because I have carpal tunnel, I should explain, I need the keyboard commands to be able to not use the mouse as much as possible.
Right.
But Control F2 has always put the focus of the cursor up at the top menu line so that I could then select from my menu items. Now, it seems since I upgraded to 10.5.8, I'm not sure if it's related or not to the upgrade, but a while ago, it seemed to stop working. Only about 1 in 20 times does it actually work. So it does work sometimes. It's not completely broken. Can somebody help with explanation or a
That'll be Steve then.
Yeah. Apple changed the keyboard layout. almost without telling us, but it's well, pretty much without telling us. It was documented somewhere tiny. And basically, it was in the move from the large extended keyboard with the numeric keypad. Apple's now shipping a small keyboard, standard on all their Macs, that don't have the numeric keypad. Apparently, we don't type numbers anymore. But you can get a numeric keypad for no additional charge with a custom order. But what they did is the volume control keys used to be on the F keys above your numeric keypad. So they moved the volume control to where is it on my keyboard? Volume control is now F10, F11, F12.
Right elbow?
Yeah. And it's labeled on the newer keyboards that way. And then your media controls are F7, 9, and no, 7, 8, 9 for playing and pausing your music. And they moved F1 and F2 are now brightness upper and lower, and F3 is expose, F4 is dashboard. So they basically remapped those keyboards, keyboard keys.
If I go to the keyboard shortcuts, though, it tells me the same shortcut.
Right. The keyboard shortcut still is pointing to the old key. They apparently didn't update that section. A lot of times what you can do, and it's still, I just tested it on my Mac here, a lot of keyboards have a function key on it.
The
laptops, right. So if you do function control F2, it changes your keyboard focus. So if I do function control F2, I can keyboard through the menus. In the keyboard system preference, and they may have moved it now, I'm running Snow Leopard now. In the keyboard system preference, there's an option for using the F keys as F keys, so F1, F2, F3, and using the F keys as Apple's functions for brightness and dashboard and sound and whatnot. It was in Leopard and Tiger also. So you probably just need to toggle that setting to the other way so that the F2 is an F2, and F2 doesn't mean increased brightness. So it's on the keyboards are labeled with multiple functions. And, we're used to like an A and a Shift A. On the Mac, we have an Option key that gives us extra characters, and on the PC, it's the Alt key to give you extra characters. And then you have the Control key to give you even more characters, the Command key to give you even more characters. So the problem is that there's hundreds of characters to type, and there's only 70, 80 keys on your keyboard. So say you want to put a degree symbol on the Mac, it's Alt 8. No, that's the bullet symbol. Alt Shift 8 is a degree symbol. So on your PC,
they're easy.
Yeah, because Shift 8 is the star, the asterisk. So Alt 8 is the bullet, which is a filled in asterisk. Alt Shift 8.
Why not just use an F key?
Really? Okay, seriously, we have to move on.
Move on, right?
Yeah, everybody's so, glaze eyed right, now. Yeah. Here, it's,
well, see, I'm,
wake
I'm,
up,
know,
wake up.
Yeah.
It's been a long time since Steve got into one of those. Here's the minutia that only he and two other people who already know it care about.
Well, it's
going, yeah, okay.
Yeah. If you want to do a degree symbol in Windows, you have to hold the Alt key and then type the ASCII code on your keypad. So it's a little annoying. So most people go to the keyboard map. There's a little application on Mac and Windows that shows you all the keys you type. And that's a lot easier clicking that little icon than it is trying to remember those codes.
All right. Thank you. Thank you.
All right. Well, now you guys have to make a decision. Do we want to hear more about the keypad on the Mac, or do you want me to draw another thing? Okay, so we're drawing now. All right. And even through the noise-canceling headphones, I heard that. And the ticket number is 498-807. 807. 807. Okay, when I hold up a ticket, you get your tickets out. All right, we have a wiener. All right. I get the ticket, you get the thing there. Yeah, that's close enough. All right, excellent. And now, ladies and gentlemen, you've been waiting weeks for this. We don't have the music, but get your footy jammies on. Grab a mug of hot cocoa, sit Indian style in a semicircle around the rocking chair. If we can slap them awake, it's time for Story Hour with Uncle Dave. Uncle Dave?
No problem.
All right.
All right. All right, Lucy Lou. I was born at night, just not last night. So when you bring in your darn computer with me wanting to reinstall your software and that CD has a handwritten code, it ain't happening. What I mean by this for you, some of you other folks, they bring in their computer, the operating system is messed up. You want me to fix it and reinstall it. One, there's no key code on the side of the box. And then we get the CD that looks like you wrote on it with a Crayola crayon the key code. But yeah, that's the one that came with it. One problem. You've got Windows Professional on here on the CD, and it's Windows Media 2005. There's a slight difference. For you folks that don't understand this, they're two different operating systems. There's different versions. There's XP Pro Home, there's XP Professional, and then there's XP Media. And you can't cross the two, and the codes won't work. Well, don't you have that there? Maybe. But not, you know, if you don't have a legitimate license, well, I don't know where I put it. That's not my problem. I'm sorry. You know, I'd love to help you. But unless you can provide me with the media, we can't do it. And then they get porked off.
Yeah, right, like it's your fault.
So please. Because I don't have it. And then if I've got to go up and get the drivers. Because, again, you lost the CD for all the drivers. And it's going to cost a little extra time. I'm sorry. There's a lady out there that you had to turn your tickets into. She's more or less my boss.
Not less, way more.
Yeah.
There's no less about that.
That's true. And she keeps liking, you know, wanting me to bring in money. I don't know why. She keeps saying, you know, helps keep the lights on and our employees paid and that type of stuff. So, you know, I got to charge you for this. We don't work for free. You know, so when we tell you, you know, well, if you brought your disc and, you know, keep it together. Don't loan it out to friends. It makes for a life a lot easier when you got to have your computer upgrade or fixed. Keep it together, even if it's in a little baggie.
And here's the other thing.
To the computer. And don't use a magnet to stick it to the computer.
Yeah, right.
Oh. Well, that's an old story.
That's okay. Here's the other thing. Using the wrong key to reinstall Windows is illegal. I'm not going to argue whether it should be that way or not because I don't really care. I'm not your mother. I don't care what you do. But we're not going to help you. Don't ask us to do anything illegal. Don't ask me to rob a bank. Don't ask me to install that because they're both illegal.
Because for all I know, you could be 60 minutes and you got a news crew sitting out in my driveway
exactly.
waiting to come in because I said, all right, yeah, I'll do that. And they're there, oh, man is illegally putting in software.
Right.
No, you're not and worth it. Sorry.
All right.
And the PC world is making this really difficult to do because a lot of times they don't give you disks.
This is why we love Ubuntu because it's all you can hand out as many disks as you want.
Yeah. So typically you buy your brand new computer. The first thing that it does when you turn it on, it says, please back up your system. Do that. You need to have a backup of your system in case something goes wrong. A lot of PCs will put a hidden partition that has the reinstallation, but when your hard drive fails, you lose that reinstallation too.
And that's another one. When they don't take the time to do that, again, the folks will come to us and say, well, now I got to pay $70 to get the CDs. Well, that's how you got that machine cheap as it was, because now Dell and a lot of the other manufacturers charge you extra because they don't have to burn those CDs. That's how you're saving money.
And if you lose all your data, we have to send your drive off to a commercial recovery service. You're looking at a couple $1,000s to recover data from a failed drive.
All right. That's it. It's time to hold them down. We're going to give Uncle Dave a shot. You can rinse out your hot cocoa mugs. Get your footy jammies off. We're going to put Uncle Dave on the shelf for another week, and I think not a moment too soon. I've drawn another ticket, so get out your tickets. How hard is that?
Yeah, you are so lucky you don't work in retail.
Yeah. That's why I got out. Are you kidding? It was an Easter Sunday, and I was at some guy's house replacing his hard drive, and I'm thinking to myself, my wife is at home with my family. What the hell am I doing here? This is stupid. I quit the next day. The ticket number is, we're giving away the world famous Ask Nick robotic clock. I don't know why you don't want one of these. The number is 498-806-806. 80. We have a winner. Yay!
Finally on the left side of the room.
Yeah, exactly. House right, stage left. Exactly. Exactly. All right. We've already answered the next question from Chris about really kind of what computer were you using 20 years ago. We've kind of answered that one, so we're going to skip that. But before we take our break,
We have 1 minute. I want to thank all of these people, the people who made this possible. First of all, it's all of you listening to us for 20 years for no discernible reason. God bless each and every one of you. Thank you. The Radisson Hotel Rochester Riverside and Christy Tooper, her entire staff. Sam's Club of Rochester, particularly Chris Lauerman. Apple Cider, Network Rochester with Kelly Brewer. Frontier Communications, that's Trent Bridges over there saving me one of those toys he's got back there. Enright PC Management, Devon Murphy Photography, Laurel Ann Romeo, who's the Jazz 90.1 Development Director, Barb McSpadden of Women's Magazine, Ron Blazig of Blazig Glass and Specialties, the folks at Rochester Apparel who made these shirts that you can buy and we will sign. Of course, Jack Mindy's in the studio, and Lori Enright's our volunteer. Thanks to each and every one of you. Back in just a few minutes with a whole lot more sound bites on member-supported Jazz 90.1.
Computer talk you can understand. More sound bites is next on member-supported Jazz 90.1.
WGMC Greece Rochester, a public service of the Greece Central School District, Jazz 90.1.
Streaming online at jazz901.org.
Greece Community Broadcasting and Jazz 90.1 are proud to present an evening of wine and jazz, Thursday, September 17th from 7 to 10 p.m. at the Memorial Art Gallery. This third annual gala fundraising event will feature wine and beer tasting, live jazz by the Rick Holland, Evan Dobbins Little Big Band, and the Bob Snyder Trio, delicious gourmet food, including chocolate sampling, and a huge silent auction. Each attendee will also receive a souvenir Jazz 90.1 tasting glass. Tickets are only $25 each and can be purchased by calling 966-2660. That's 966-2660, or securely online at jazz901.org. Proceeds from an evening of wine and jazz benefit Jazz 90.1. Last year's event sold out, and only a limited number of tickets will be sold this year, so get yours today.
My guest this week, drummer Styx Hooper, board president for the Solvang Music Festival, is also an eco-concerned musician.
I make every effort to do that, you know, to make people aware, you know, even coming to the festival, we try to provide transportation that's environmentally friendly, you know, and carpooling. We offer things, you know, to try to do that. And even then with the food and the nutrition, we have an organization called 21acres.org, an environmentally friendly sustainable project in Western Washington. If you look at that 21acres.org, you can see what we're trying to do, you know.
Where does all this come from? When you were growing up, did your family say to you, you know, these are the things you need to be conscious of? Or was there one big inspirational person in your life that led you that way? Or did it just sort of happen?
Well, it didn't just sort of happen, but to a degree, I had my mom and dad, my mother and father were very, very inspirational. And growing up in Texas, you know, back in the day when it was supposed to be, you know, separate but equal, it really wasn't that case. The discrimination and all that stuff. But they always gave me the wherewithal to believe, to better and to learn and to appreciate things. And also to be a broad-based person, to learn a little bit, a lot of things. He didn't say be a, you know, a jack of all trades, master of nothing, but at least be conscious of all of the factors around everything. Even when you eat, you should know from whence it came, how to prepare it, which I got into cooking. And, you know, even to the point of serving it, what's the best way that has appeal? I mean, just don't get into the narrowness of any situation, even being a musician, which I said, making the music, recording the music, which I became a producer, performing the music to an audience, reaching an audience. You know, it's a whole big wave of things that happen if you don't narrow yourself down.
Speaking from a wealth of experience, Styx Hooper is sitting in. I'm Helen Borgers.
Hear a full hour of Sitting In with Helen Borgers every Friday at noon on member-supported Jazz 90.1.
Introducing School Band, the virtual school band game. Just pop School Band into your DVD player. Pick a virtual instrument and pretend you're in a real school band, just like they used to have.
I'm playing the virtual tuba.
Keep music programs alive at your child's school. From arts education programs to physical activities, PTA can help enrich your child's life and learning experience. Join us today. Call 1-800-307-4PTA or go to pta.org.
Greece Community Broadcasting and Jazz 90.1 are proud to present an evening of wine and jazz Thursday, September 17th from 7 to 10 p.m. at the Memorial Art Gallery. This third annual gala fundraising event will feature wine and beer tasting, live jazz by the Rick Holland, Evan Dobbins Little Big Band, and the Bob Snyder Trio, delicious gourmet food, including chocolate sampling, and a huge silent auction. Each attendee will also receive a souvenir Jazz 90.1 tasting glass. Tickets are only $25 each and can be purchased by calling 966-2660, that's 966-2660, or securely online at jazz901.org. Proceeds from an evening of wine and jazz benefit Jazz 90.1. Last year's event sold out, and only a limited number of tickets will be sold this year, so get yours today.
When my business got bigger, many things changed. My lunches got shorter, more meetings arranged. My budget got bigger, but all that it meant was I cared even more about how it was spent. When I spend it on radio, I see where it goes. My investment comes back, and my business just grows. Radio helps all businesses to grow. Find out how at RadioHeardHere.com.
Brought to you by this radio station to remind you that radio is heard here. Radio is heard everywhere.
Have you been wanting a Jazz 90.1 long or short sleeve t-shirt, half zip fleece, or hooded sweatshirt? The dark navy color with white logo is good looking and tasteful. And you can find them all at the Jazz 90.1 online store at jazz901.org. Wearing Jazz 90.1 apparel makes it easy to let the world know that jazz is your music and Jazz 90.1 is your station for jazz. There's also a navy Jazz 90.1 baseball cap to complete the look. You know, you might find just exactly what you want when you check out the Jazz 90.1 online store at jazz901.org.
Welcome back to America's longest-running computer show, Soundbites, on member-supported Jazz 90.1. Get online now. Call 966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free 800-790-0415. Or submit your question by email at soundbites.org. Once again, here's Nick Francesco, Dave Enright, and Steve Ray on member-supported Jazz 90.1.
We are going to cut the cake, so everybody line up to get your piece of the cake. Once again, I need you to understand that while our faces are on that cake, this cake is for all of you, because if it wasn't for you folks, we would have been a 7-minute show. And I want to thank each and every one of you once again, because the reason we've been on the air for 20 years is because you've got nothing better to do on Saturday afternoon. So thank you all very, very much, and happy anniversary to all of us.
See, what we're going to do is we're going to cut the cake while you're on the air. It's kind of like this live radio type thing. So what you got? We're on the air right now.
Wow.
Welcome back.
Amazing technology.
It is amazing technology. Sure, I'll be a part of this. All right, Nick, now I'm not going to feed you cake. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to do the whole shove in the face thing. But for those people that are listening at home, we have this cake to us by Sam's Club, and it's got a picture of you three on the cake. Now, I didn't think that was possible to do. You know what I'm saying? But, yeah, it's a great picture. If anybody hasn't had a chance to actually see the cake before we cut it, please feel free to do so now, and we'll cut into it and get back to the show.
Did we get a picture? Do we have a picture of the cake?
We have a picture.
All right.
So
wonderful.
Edible ink. It's a beautiful thing. That's right. All right. We ready to do this?
Let's do it.
All right. We okay.
No, corner. Corners are the
sharp.
No, he's taking that corner.
Please, please. Three.
No. Anyone else will never get it.
All right, go.
3, 2, 1, cut.
All right. I have a nice little triangle piece on the corner here for somebody, so they can have that.
It's all right, we'll let the professional.
They're gonna cut that up, and here we'll walk back up to the table.
Back.
How many by? Oh, that's a good question. Well, we're getting ourselves situated back up to the table here to complete the show. Want to remind people that if you are listening right now and you want to come down to the broadcast of Soundbites, we're allowing people to stop by. We've got about 40 more slots of folks. If you want to come down, just stop by. the Radisson Hotel, Rochester Riverside, and we'll let you in. You can come down on Main Street, yep, across from the Riverside Convention Center, and we will let you in. It's a great time. We got a lot of good stuff to give away. And, yeah, we have a lot of cake as well. And what do you say we do another giveaway while we're all getting situated?
I love Dave, this idea.
You want to draw? Dave, you want to draw?
Yeah, I'll do it this time.
I'll give away another thumb drive.
Okay, that works. All right, the lucky number is 498-840. That's 840.
Anybody? 840, anybody? Going once?
840.
The number in Bayonne, 840.
Everybody has their hands full of food.
Anybody?
Take out your tickets.
Well, we didn't throw these in here randomly. Somebody in this room has 840.
It's
a little ticket, you know, it's red.
Yeah, you're right.
And it's 498-840.
All right, let's draw another one. Obviously, they're not here.
You lose. Whoever you were, you don't get
one.
What
is this, like the switchboard back at XXI?
you pick. That's it. We're not letting you draw another card. That's it.
That says inspected by, right?
Yeah. 498-825.
825. There we go. We got somebody in the back.
When I pull them, we have winners. Congratulations.
There you are. I will hunt down the other ticket and find out what you didn't.
Find out who's embarrassed you. It's probably your wife has it out there.
No, she's not eligible. She's got me.
She can get all the flash drives she wants from Dave.
Yeah, that's exactly what
she does.
No. Oh, boy, a flash drive. Because I've only got a carton of them in the back room. All right, before we go any farther, I have people I want to thank for having put this on. First, I'm going to thank Rob Linton. Rob Linton! Who took us in when we were homeless and gave us a warm blanket and a corner to sleep in.
Warm blankie, yes. Yeah, milk and cookies, yeah.
Little milk and cookies. Dave is the cookie guy. He brings the rum balls. Why were there no rum balls?
Well, are you talking about the rum balls for a second? Those were strong.
Those were strong.
Those were very strong.
You guys think we're kidding. I wish he had brought some, because you guys think we were kidding when we would say by the end of the show, wow, I'm a little buzzed.
I actually never had to sober up before leaving a studio before. And I'll tell you, I was, you know, oh, my gosh, those were delicious.
We'd hang around waiting till we could drive.
Oh,
after
those.
Wait till this Christmas.
Uh-oh. I can't wait.
They've been fermenting since last Christmas?
Yeah, right.
Well, here's the thing.
Stronger rum.
It is excellent. A school district, okay? Yeah, right. We work at a school district
now. And we're a radio station, right. All right, I also want to thank the great folks at the Radisson Hotel Rochester Riverside, Christy Tooper, her entire staff, all the great people who are, you'll see some of them around, most of them are wearing these Sound Bites T-shirts instead of their little ties, which I'm sure they prefer. The Sam's Club of Rochester folks, Chris Lauerman, was kind enough to provide stuff. That cake, which I do not give away all that cake. You save us a piece of that cake. The folks from Apple Cider are here. Some of the Jerry Seward is here. Look at him.
Yeah, here at Apple. I'll put on my other hat for a minute. At Apple Cider, we celebrated our 30th anniversary, so we just thought we'd welcome you guys to 25.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate that. Steve is a past president of Apple Cider. So am I. So is Kevin, I think, aren't you? Yes, we all are.
Yeah, how many people in the audience are past president?
You've been around for 30 years.
I've held every position at Cider except treasurer. I don't do money.
I'm treasurer this year.
Yeah, see, you beat me out.
You were nominated president of every club one year, weren't you?
One year, all three of the clubs in town, Apple Cider, the Frog Computer Society, and PC Cubed, which were the three main computer shows, they all nominated me as president in the same year. I wasn't actually a member of any of them at that time. That was nice. I would have served. I would have had all those people come and meet together and duke it out and see who won. Then Network Rochester, Kelly Brewer's back there. They're a sponsor of this. God bless them. Frontier Communications, Trent Bridges. Stand up, Kent. Frontier. I'm just going to say this. Frontier Communications is the people I get my internet from, and it's never, ever, ever gone down yet. I'm holding you personally responsible. I'm just telling you right now. Enright PC Management. Somebody here somewhere has donated some raffles. Yeah, Lori, who's the one who did all of this. Devon Murphy Photography. He's the guy hiding behind the camera over there. Laurel Ann Romeo, who put all of this together. Without Laurel Ann, none of this would happen. Laurel Ann, give that woman a big hand. Raise your hand, Laurel Ann.
Great picture.
We're going to embarrass you as much as humanly possible. This is all her. All her. She's even the one who dragged him here. Otherwise, he'd be wandering around somewhere going, what? What? Barb McSpadam from Women's Magazine is back there. Check them out. Excellent stuff. Ron Blazig of Blazig Glass Specialties. And, of course, Rochester Apparel. They gave us the shirts that we're selling. We're going to be autographing. Anybody who buys a T-shirt today will autograph it. Of course, Jack Mindy's back in the studio patiently waiting to do whatever it is he does and napping in between. And, of course, Lori Enright, who's out on the table out front keeping order from all of those. And we're going to have another drawing. Get out your tickets.
And I really need to thank my wife for letting me come here. Every week. See, it's
a
trade off.
Doesn't let them out much.
She gets me out of the house every weekend, so she has the time for herself. But I also. Oh, good.
Never thought you'd actually eat your face.
I don't know about eating my own face here. and I also really need to thank my boss, Jackie Frederick, at Mac Ave. Jackie, the store, who's related to Nick by marriage.
Not to me, actually.
Yeah.
Directly.
Our store's open on Saturday, so hi, Jackie. She's working today.
Jackie!
Jackie and I usually trade off Saturday. She works one week, I work the other week. And she was so kind to volunteer to work every Saturday, so I can be on the radio now every Saturday. So thank you very much, Jackie.
Right. All right, we're going to draw. Oh, what are we giving away?
A Jazz 90.1 CD prize pack.
Oh, ooh. Some great music. The number,
498-813-813.
There we go. Hey, all right, we have a wiener. Excellent.
I will hunt down 840.
He's keeping
you
the ticket.
You will not get away.
He's keeping the ticket. All right, Chris asked what computers were used 20 years ago. I think we've already answered that. Where's Chris? Have we answered that to your satisfaction?
Yeah.
Okay, excellent. We'll move on to the next question, which is Rob.
See, so he's here.
Oh, now you're here all of a sudden. Talk to Rob.
Oh, he was out getting food. That's why he didn't hear his name.
Food. Talk to Rob. I'm sure you won something. That's the guy that Dave drew.
Hold on.
Or at least pretending to be that.
Told you we'd hunt him down. See, he was worried.
Oh, perfect. Thank you. All right, our next question. Somebody named Rob had a question about IMAX. Rob?
Where's Rob? Is there a Rob in here besides me?
The other Rob. Question
other
about
Rob.
IMAX?
All right, we'll move on.
All right, we'll move on to the next question. We're not giving you people any chances here. That's, we're done. That's a question that's going to either wait or never happen again. Marsha, where are you? There you are, back there. I know you're so tired of hearing that all your life, aren't you? Yes, you are. Go ahead, ask your question.
I actually know someone named Marsha Brady, and she's even worse.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
The difference between me and her is I have a brain.
Yeah.
Not the one Steve knows, the one on television you meant.
Yeah, I can also catch a football without breaking my nose.
There you go.
So,
You did watch the show, didn't you?
Yeah. I have a Lenovo, which I love. Unfortunately, it comes with Internet Explorer, which I hate.
Mm-hmm.
I have downloaded Firefox, mm-hmm. which I love. How do I take Internet Explorer completely off of my computer forever and ever?
You don't.
You can't.
Unfortunately,
can't.
You can't. No. It's built into the operating system.
That was one of the cases, what was it, about 3 years ago, that was settled in court. Yep. That Gates said, no, it's part of the operating system. Even though the judge's son proved that you could uninstall it and it still would work.
In the older versions in 4, 5, and 6, yep. it was able to actually uninstall and remove it, but in 7 and 8 you can't.
Right.
You can remove the icon from the desktop and you can remove the icon from your start menu, but you can't uninstall
more
the program.
Importantly, what you want to do is make sure that Firefox is the default browser.
Mm-hmm.
And you can do that by going into the preferences. One of the choices right on the front tab is make Firefox my default browser and check every time.
Well, when you install it, it will ask you.
Right.
This is the key thing. Some folks are so click happy. And what I mean by that is they go, yeah, neck. And then we ask them, well, did you check that box?
I don't know. I forgot to tell you that I'm basically computer illiterate, so, you know.
Slow down and take the time to actually see what you're agreeing to.
Yeah, that's where a lot of the spyware comes from, is it sneaks in from other installers, and it's in the end of the license agreement that no one ever reads, so you've agreed to install it, so you shouldn't complain when your computer crashes, is what they're saying. But yeah, that's what read the screens, especially now there's this new thing on the internet now we're calling scareware. Messages will pop up on screen saying you're infected with a virus. You better click here and buy our program. You know, Windows Antivirus 2009. That sounds legitimate, doesn't it? It's not. And so they steal your money. They infect your computer even worse. It looks legitimate because it looks like a real window.
But let me give you a real quick way to tell whether or not that's real. It pops up. It looks just like a regular Windows window. In Windows, you can change your color scheme. So if you change it from that blue border to some other color border, when something pops up with the blue border, you know it's a fake. It's a real simple way to tell. Just change your color scheme. I'm partial to green. So I changed mine to green, but there's gold and brown and red and yellow. Change it to match your mood. So if anybody walks up behind you and sees your screen all red, they'll just quietly back
anything
away.
Anything except that hot dog orange.
Yeah.
Right. That was god ugly.
But the idea is that if you do that and you see something pop up in a blue screen with a blue window, it's fake. Just ignore it.
And if it pops up on your Mac or on your Linux box, which it will because it's an internet pop-up window, and it says your C drive is infected, and you see that little progress bar showing your Windows directory.
That happened to you when we were at the studio.
Yeah, live on the air it happened to me once because I went looking for it.
His Mac was infected with the antivirus 2009.
Yeah, and it showed a little progress bar, which is really a flash animation, a little progress bar looking in my Windows directory, finding all these viruses. Thank you very much. I didn't know I had a Windows directory. Because I don't.
When Mac people and Linux people don't have Windows directory, that's how we know it's fake.
And that's the thing, though, folks. You've got to be very careful of. Nowadays, these folks, viruses have passed away for the most part. What they're really focusing now are on the Trojans and spyware because they want to steal your information. Even if it's your simple, address book, they can steal your address book. They can resell it to other spammers. That's all they're interested in, stealing the information. So take the time and really check these out. If you have to think about any email or website that you're clicking on, then don't. Because they have taken the time and effort to make them look so professional. How many folks have ever gotten these emails saying, this is Citibank and I need to have you fill out the security form, or their local bank? They look, if you were to click on them, you would swear to God, because of the watermarks and everything else, that they're the legit. But if you really look into it, you'll find out it's nothing more than a scam.
And for heaven's sake, never, ever, ever click on the link that says click here to be taken off our mailing list. All that does is tell the people at the other end that you're a real human being who clicks on the links in email.
Yep.
You'll be on every mailing list on earth. All right, we're going to take a quick break. Back in just a couple of minutes with Dave Enright, Steve Ray, Rob Linton, me, Nick Francesco, each and every one of you both here at the Radisson and out in the real world on the longest-running computer show in the known universe, 20 years of sound bites.
It's America's longest-running computer show. Back to more sound bites with Nick, Dave, and Steve next on member-supported Jazz 90.1.
The Jazz 90.1 member card is more than just a card. It's our way of thanking you for supporting Jazz 90.1. Because in return, you can save money all year long by showing your Jazz 90.1 member card for discounts at fine local member card businesses, including 45 East Fine Jewelers, Adams Basin Inn, Antonetta's Italian Restaurant, The Bob Shop, Bert Shapiro Photography, Hedonist Artisan Chocolates, Leaf and Bean Coffee Company, Lorraine's Food Factory, Mary Boyce of Mario's Hair Studio, Mind and Body Connection, New Health Cafe, Small World Bakery, Sound Source, and Tuxedo Corner, Irondequoit and Gates locations. So carry your Jazz 90.1 member card and show it when you shop. For a complete and up-to-date list of member card businesses, visit our website at www.jazz901.org.
To get your member card, call 966-5299. That's 966-JAZZ, and become a member of Jazz 90.1.
When's the last time you heard radio in black and white? We're doing this in black and white to make a point about the Asian longhorn beetle, an insect that's killing our trees and taking away their color. We need your help to look for it on your trees and to report it right away. The beetle is also black and white with very long striped antennae. So let's keep our trees colorful.
Ah, that's better. Help stop the Asian longhorn beetle. Look for it and report it. Learn more. Go to beetlebusters.info. A message from the USDA.
Hello, this is Joelle Van Buren. Join me weekday mornings from 6 till 10 on member-supported Jazz 90.1.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Steve Ray.
And I'm Rob Lindsman.
Okay, folks, honestly, during the very, very short breaks, coming up and starting a really long story about something, not a good idea.
All right, let's give something away again. You want to?
Oh, why not?
All right, let's.
Get out your tickets, cheese
All right.
and crackers. 498. What are we giving away?
We're going to give away actually two DVDs, the best of Sammy Davis Jr. recorded live, and also Freddie Hubbard One of a Kind. These are two awesome DVDs.
They really
so
are.
Go ahead.
Please, everybody say thank you. I'm not going to do my Sammy Davis Jr. impression. Thank you. 498-785. That's 785.
Who do we have? Do we have 785 out there? There you go.
There we
Come
go.
On.
We have a winner.
Should we tell him? Should we tell him the big one yet?
Just to tell him.
Hold off.
But Nick does look good in a dress.
I do look good in a dress. It's absolutely true.
I swear to God, I saw him back in what was it? I think it was 82.
82.
Yep.
I had my girlish figure then.
What? It was a two-person play that you were doing.
Yeah, we were doing Greater Tuna.
And he comes out in a dress. It was scary, but he looked good.
I have great gams. I really do. All right, here's our next question, Shanti. Shanti, come and ask your question. Rob will be...
Meet you in the middle.
Rob will meet you in the middle. Come on out, ask your question.
I bought a Dell laptop, which, honestly, I want to throw at a wall now.
Sure.
And within a month of having it, I got a Trojan virus.
Mm-hmm.
I took everything off the laptop, brought it all the way down so there was nothing on it, put everything back on, and it's still there. How do I get it away?
Have you done Dance the Tango?
Yes.
Yeah.
You've danced the Security Tango, and that didn't help?
Yeah.
When you say you take everything off, did you erase the drive, or did you
I
just...
I erased everything off the laptop, backed it all up, put everything back on.
Did she just say?
Yeah. You backed, yeah. You probably backed... You probably backed up the Trojan. Or what often happens, too, is it just came back because you went to a website and it downloaded again. So it may not be still infected. It may be infected again.
If you do a clean install and before you restore any of your other stuff, I would put antivirus software on there, Malwarebytes and Super Anti-Spyware. Run the scans on your backup.
Right, because you can back up these bad programs, too, and then when you do your restore, they get restored.
The biggest thing that we find, and especially right now, we've had to come across another program to remove stuff. My partner Dan, who's back there, we run into a lot of folks don't go in and check to turn off their restore points. Because a lot of these viruses and Trojans love to hide in the restore. So you can sit there and do an uninstall, reboot the machine, it comes right back. You do another uninstall, it turns around and comes back. And you sit there and say, well, wait a minute, I took it out of the config, I uninstalled it, it's not there. Where is it coming from? Quite often they like to hide in the restore points. That's why it's critical that you turn it off and don't turn them back on until the machine is cleaned out.
Because the bad guys have taken over these good features. The restore points are nice to restore from a problem you were having. You can restore before the problem. But now the bad guys put their bad stuff in those restore points also, so you restore the bad stuff too.
That's one of the reasons that originally I created the Security Tango. We've been talking for years on the air. People call in with this virus or Trojan questions or whatever. And frankly, we got a little tired of this. Like, it's 15 steps, and we just got really tired of saying them over and over and over again. So I created a website called the Security Tango, and we put all the steps that you have to take. And that's why I called it a tango, because you really have to do every single step. If you skip a step in a dance, you're not dancing anymore. You're just stumbling around. And the same thing is true in the Security Tango. Now, of course, because, yes, I know you're going to hate me for saying this, but Macs are vulnerable too, and so are Linux machines. There's now three parts to the Security Tango. There's the Windows Waltz, the Linux Lambada, and the Macarena. Thank you.
Nick.
Only this group would applaud that as opposed to groaning. Thank you very much. And so you pick your one, print out the page, and go from there. We're going to draw another ticket. Yep. Oh, look, they're actually reaching for their tickets
now. While he's drawing, let me continue on that thread a minute. We mentioned earlier about the fake antivirus pops up. There's also fake updates. There have been fake updates to Flash, fake updates to QuickTime. You want to see this video, you need to download this update. It's a fake update that installs the Trojan, and those work for Mac and Windows just the same.
Right. All right. The ticket number, 4988. What are we giving away?
A T-shirt, Jazz 90.1 T-shirt.
A Jazz 90.1 T-shirt, 498-827.
There we
have the winner.
That's my dad.
That's your dad.
This is my dad.
Back to the nepotism part again.
Thank you, Mr. Enright.
Mr. Enright, God bless you.
For allowing Dave.
Thank you. Very nice to meet you, sir.
And for you folks that don't know, you've heard me say on the radio before, he is one of 19. So they sit there and say the Duggar family is big. No, he's one of 19, one grandmother.
You people need to get a television. Just saying. All right, we're going to go back. Ah, Bon Vibra. Scott had a question. Go. Scott, right there. In the tie. Scott, seriously, the tie. Dude, it's a party.
He's dressed up.
This is my party dress. A bit skimpy, but it works.
Got it.
Why is the Mac Mini so underpowered? And is it easy to make it more powerful?
It's a good question. The Mac Mini is Apple's inexpensive computer. They start at $600. It is a dual processor, 2 gigahertz, so in itself it's not exactly underpowered. It's basically a laptop without the screen. And so a lot of people are using it for like a home media center to plug into your television. Apple is positioning it for people who are upgrading from an older computer. So you can get rid of that giant tower box that you never use those expansion slots for anyway. Use the Mac Mini with your existing keyboard, mouse, and monitor. So it's an inexpensive way to upgrade your system. And there's sort of an interesting marketing aspect to it, that if you take the Mac Mini and then you add, say, a 19 or 20-inch monitor for a couple hundred dollars, you're looking at then the iMac, which starts at $1,200. So from a marketing position, they don't want to make it much faster because then it encroaches on the next level of machine you're supposed to buy. But it's 2 gigahertz Core 2. The last update, it's been a very long time since it's been updated, but it was updated a couple of months ago, so now it's got the 2 gigahertz Core 2 processor in it. It has a much faster video card, the NVIDIA 9400. And you can go up to 4 gigs of RAM. So it is a pretty powerful machine as it is now. It's sort of been the orphaned computer that Apple hasn't really addressed it very much. As I mentioned, the target of people upgrading their old computers. If you have an old CRT monitor, you know, the big tubes, you're going to want a flat panel anyway. So by the time you buy a flat panel and the Mac, you might as well get a Mini because it's you might as well get an iMac because it does have the faster processor, bigger hard drives. Because the Mac Mini is based on a laptop, it uses the much smaller components. It's a really tiny box. It's an 8-inch, little square. So it's mostly marketing, but it is a pretty powerful machine now in its current incarnation.
All righty. Time for another drawing.
Yay.
I know we're all excited. What are we giving away?
A little tiny
another
card.
Flash drive.
Another flash drive. Excellent. Ticket number 498-803. 803. Is it the wrong one, Chris? I'm sorry. 803.
We have over here.
Back to the nepotism.
More nepotism.
We also want to let we want to let people know that are listening. We're actually here till 3 o'clock this afternoon. We're inviting folks to stop down as well. We've opened the doors, so you can come down. Even if you don't have a ticket, you can stop by the Radisson Hotel, Rochester, Riverside, and stop by and say hello. So we hope to see folks down here again. We'll be here.
Come on down. It's party time. There's no question of that.
And actually, we're going to be doing something kind of cool for those. How many people listen to Jazz 90.1 outside of the computer show? Raise your hands.
That's
okay.
What I like to hear.
All right. We are going to be giving away a pair of tickets also within the next half an hour to our Evening of Wine and Jazz coming up in a couple of weeks. The event is actually the biggest one we've ever had. It's going to be at the Memorial Art Gallery, Loreland, the 17th, right? September 17th, Thursday. Wine and beer tasting. There's going to be live jazz by the Rick Holland, Evan Dobbins Little Big Band, as well as the Bob Snyder Trio. Did I say wine and beer tasting as well? Yes.
Wine and beer?
Oh, and chocolate tasting.
Excellent.
As well. So it's going to be a great time.
Tasted chocolate once.
Well, yeah.
I'll be glad to do so again.
Not the chocolate that's going to be there.
I'm sure it's going to be way better.
Hedonist artisan chocolates.
Oh, yes, I have had there. Oh,
man.
My heavens.
Okay, anyway, so yeah,
that
we'll be giving those away. We've got some more stuff, so we've got more good
ones. We'll be there.
And we're going to be there.
And you guys are going to be there.
Yes. And you're going to be there.
The problem is you got to stay away from the wine. You know what I'm saying? Because a couple drinks in you, you're out of control.
I'll stick with the beer then.
All right.
No problem.
I don't have a problem with any of that. That's all right with me. All right, shall we thank people?
Well, I wanted to say there was a lot of talk in our forums and on Second Life about people driving into the event. How many people from outside of Rochester? All right, very nice. I know Clifton's
great. Where are you folks from, by the way? Raise your hands again if you came in from outside of Rochester. Tell us where'd you guys come from? Buffalo? Who else?
Syracuse.
Ooh. Anybody else in from outside the area? Victor, okay. Well,
wait, there's somebody right in the front row.
Clifton Springs.
Clifton Springs.
Welcome to the U.S.
Yeah, well.
So nice.
Very nice. Very nice. I will say this. The downloads of the podcast. Now, we don't get everybody because, as I'm sure you all know, Ashcan puts his up first, so a lot of people download it from there, so we don't have a full
count.
Well,
we should explain who it is. Some of these folks might not know who Ashcan is.
Well, Ashcan is one of the guys. The podcast is every week. Of course, we're streaming this out on the web, but people who can't listen live, it's recorded as well, and we put it up so you can download later. There's a link on our links tab to get to that, so you can download it through iTunes for your iPods or whatever you have. And download it directly.
Non-iPod players as well.
Right, right. Whatever you want to do, because they're all MP3s.
Yeah.
And Ashcan is one of the guys in the forums, and he records it and puts it up immediately before Steve can, so people have a chance to download it, which means our counts are wrong on iTunes, but there's nothing we're ever going to be able to do about that. So that's okay. We generally have well over 300 people a week who download the thing, 350 change people a week who download the thing. We get people from the United Kingdom, Germany, Singapore, Japan, Finland, Canada, and all kinds of other places. So you are in an international audience for this show, and I think that's just really kind of cool. And those people are all hearing about Jazz 90.1,
member supported
Jazz 90.1. So that's a pretty cool thing. I think that's kind of nice. And did I thank people or am I doing that right now? I'm doing that right now, right?
Well, yes. Wait a minute, though. Before you get into that, though.
Every time I say I'm going to thank people, you people stop me, so.
Thank you. I will.
All right.
Because, you know, we got to thank Rob, though, because now we're on a place that we're not going to get bumped. That has been the biggest thing. You know, I know a lot of our listeners here, you know, I get hit with.
Yeah.
So when are you guys going to be back out? Are you on this day? You're on this day. Well, now that we're on Jazz 90.1, we're always going to be there Saturdays from 12 to 2. You won't have to worry about baseball, football, basketball, girls' ice hockey.
Well, actually, you may get bumped for the Jazz 90.1 kickball team. Sorry.
We'll be playing on that one.
You'll be playing in that team.
You'll be playing on that one.
And the sad part about it is I think it's co-ed naked kickball, is it not? Right out in front
I'll
of the...
I'll be there.
Right out in front of Greece Olympia High School. Yeah, that'll be great.
That'll work out really, really well. All right, now you've got Chris all
excited. What was that about a school district earlier, Rob?
Yeah, you're worried about my rumballs?
Excuse me? Here's the thing. I have to thank some people. Let me just thank our sponsors, and we'll move right on. The Radisson Hotel, Rochester Riverside, Christy Tupper and her entire staff. Sam's Club of Rochester, that's Chris Lauerman. Apple Cider, of course, over there. Raise your hands. Yeah, okay, good. Network Rochester, Kelly Brewer, back there, all right. Frontier Communication, that's Trent Bridges over there. Enright PC Management, Devon Murphy Photography.
She's out there.
So, yeah, she's out there. Laurel Ann Romeo, she's the Jazz 90.1 Development Director. This is all her. It's all on her. Raise your hand again, Laurel Ann. We love you, Laurel Ann. Barb McSpadam of Women's Magazine, Ron Blazig of Blazig Glass Specialties, and, of course, Rochester Apparel, who made the shirts that you can buy, and we will sign. Here's another maybe I'll just take one ticket out. There's an idea. Here's the ticket. Oh, we're going to give away an Ask Nick robot clock.
That's the Ask Nick
robot clock.
Ding.
Ding. 9-4. Yeah, all right, Jack. Jack Mindy back there in the studio. I'm sorry we're keeping you awake, Jack. It's a terrible thing. 498-799. Oh. Chris wins. We're going to take a quick break now, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be back in just 2 minutes. That's 2 minutes for those of you who want to come up and ask really long questions. 2 minutes with Dave Enright, Steve Ray, Rob Linton, me, Nick Francesco, all the wonderful people right here in the Radisson Hotel, and all of you great folks out there in the real world with the longest-running computer show in the known universe, the 20th anniversary of Soundbites.
Online 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at soundbites.org. More with Nick Francesco, Dave Enright, and Steve Ray next on member-supported Jazz 90.1.
Have you been wanting a Jazz 90.1 long or short sleeve t-shirt, half-zip fleece, or hooded sweatshirt? The dark navy color with white logo is good-looking and tasteful. And you can find them all at the Jazz 90.1 online store at jazz901.org. Wearing Jazz 90.1 apparel makes it easy to let the world know that jazz is your music and Jazz 90.1 is your station for jazz. There's also a navy Jazz 90.1 baseball cap to complete the look. You know, you might find just exactly what you want when you check out the Jazz 90.1 online store at jazz901.org.
New artist Brooke White talking about radio.
We spent a lot of time particularly listening to the oldies radio station. I grew up really listening to the 60s and 70s and kind of growing this fondness for old music. There's something comforting about listening to the radio and having a DJ.
The place to connect with new audiences every day. Radio. Visit RadioHeardHere.com.
Susie Orman here with a message from the FDIC. Recently, I got a letter from a woman who took all of her money out of the bank and put it in a shoebox. You know what I told her? Put it back in an FDIC member bank now. If you stay within coverage limits, you can't lose a penny. Go to myfdicinsurance.gov and click on Edie the Estimator to make sure your money is safe and sound. That's Edie at myfdicinsurance.gov. The more you know, the safer your money.
Hi, this is Charles Benoit. Join me and the entire Smart Set tonight from 5 to 6 right here on member-supported Jazz 90.1.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
And I'm Steve Ray.
And I'm Rob Linton.
And at 41 minutes after the hour, you're at the 20th anniversary of the longest-running computer show in the known universe, Soundbites. I'm going to pull another ticket. In fact, I've already done so. So get out your little tickets. The number is 498. I know they're all 498, but I say that so that those of you who are a little slow have time to get your tickets out.
Like 498. You made me wait.
847.
Who's that? Who's got that?
847.
There you go. Come on up.
Come up and get your 4-gigabyte USB drive. Very nice.
And we still have actually a couple of different things. We've got those tickets to an evening of wine and jazz to be given away, and we're also going to give away one more USB drive and the biggest thing.
The big prize.
That's coming up, yes.
Excellent. Do we want to tell?
No, we're going to make it a surprise.
We're going to make a surprise.
All right.
I already got yelled at.
That's right, and y'all yell at you again. And we've already got 76 people who voted in the poll on Soundbites. The over 15 years and over 10 years are tied, so a good 65% of you have been listening for more than 10 years, which is wonderful. Nobody listened less than a year. Nobody less than a year. It's kind of nice. We're just delighted to be doing this.
One thing I got to explain. Most of you folks are seeing that both of these guys have computers. See, this is a novelty for me right now. Because normally when you're watching the webcam, usually the only thing you see is the back part of my balding head. I've discovered that, you know, it is getting thin there because normally I'm running the board and these two guys are, you know, working with their computers. One question, one thing that I got to ask you folks, and I'll ask even the folks on air, you know, that are listening to us, do me one favor. Because I have to answer the phone, and literally I have to take off my headsets, turn off
the mic. It's wonderful to watch him go through his little dance.
And I have to get down, and I have to sit there and say, Soundbites, what's your name? Don't you also sit there and go, I don't know. Speak up! You can talk loud. It's okay. I'm partially hard of hearing. And when the folks go, I can't hear you. I got these two guys talking in my ears. So do me the favor. When you call the show, yell out your name. It's okay. It won't go over the air.
Rob, I don't want you ever to tell me I'm the loud one anymore. Not ever again.
Dave has, see, Dave.
Jack, we all apologize to you.
In radio, we have to watch this little meter. You know what I'm saying?
It's okay. I'm not there.
Oh, no, no, no.
He's not watching that.
I'm not watching the board. I got the weekend off.
All right, you know what? Forget talking about computers for a second.
All right, that's excellent.
Let's give away a pair of tickets to our third annual Evening of Wine and Jazz event coming up at the Memorial Art Gallery.
I'm mixing them up real
good here.
Let's
give it away. Go ahead.
I'm picking this one. No, not that one. This one. Here we go. 4-9-8-8-3-3.
Where's our winner? There you go. Come on up.
There you go.
Congratulations. We still got a couple more things to give away in the next 10 minutes or so.
I'll take that. He'll give you the tickets, put your name and everything down there, and we'll go from there. All right. Excellent. Now we'll go to the questions. Our next question, Bodom? Am I? What?
Bodan.
It's my fault. I can't read
the name game.
Go ahead. Ask your question.
Silly.
Going to a website such as YouTube, they allow you to download the video clip in the real format player file extension, allegedly onto your hard drive. Mm-hmm. Can I transfer that on and burn a DVD, and will it play in a standard DVD player, that file extension?
No.
Mm-mm.
Your DVD authoring software has to convert it into MPEG-2, which is the format for DVDs.
For it to play.
That should be part of your DVD authoring software.
Yeah, that should automate.
Yeah, Real Media is proprietary, so if it's in the RAM format, it's unlikely that you can do that. If it's the SWF format, there are some utilities that will do that.
It's just like when you turn around and do, say, songs for a CD that you want to put in your car.
Well, it's interesting.
Sit there and load up the ones you want, and it'll
convert. It's interesting that YouTube downloads in real because they use Flash online.
Yeah, I don't think they do. I think they download in Flash because whenever I download anything, it's SWF.
There's a
if you use the download button,
right,
maybe
right.
I use the downloader add-on.
Yeah,
and,
Apple uses Flash. I use
Firefox.
I use a website called keepvid.com, KEEPVID.com. And what you do is you paste your YouTube link into their website, and then it gives you a MPEG. It's an MPEG-4, which is a lot easier to convert to MPEG-2. And then you can put that onto a DVD, which uses MPEG-2. So there are transcoding programs you can get that will transcode the formats, but Reel is a proprietary format, so there may not be a transcoder for it.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, Rob Linton will walk among you now. If any of you actually have a question that you did not get to put on the thing, raise your hand. He will be glad to come to you and allow you to speak live on the air before the entire world.
Anybody
no
have
pressure.
A computer question?
And yeah, there you go. To your left.
Oh, go ahead, Frank.
All righty.
I got two questions, and they're pretty closely related. I have a Hewlett-Packard laptop with Vista 64, and it has both VGA and HDMI output. I have a TV at home that has VGA input. It's a flat panel LCD. I have found that the VGA out from the laptop really doesn't want to talk to the TV, but my desktop machines will. I don't know why that is. And relatedly, if I plug it into the HDMI, that works. If I play a DVD in the laptop, a standard DVD, that's fine. The laptop can play Blu-ray. Blu-ray doesn't want to talk to the TV. But I figured, okay, this is not 1080p. I figured it's not HDCP compliant, so all right. But I tried it on someone else's TV that it is. Still wouldn't. Any thoughts?
I'm thinking driver.
Yeah.
Particularly if you're in Vista 64.
Yeah.
There's a lot of programs that don't have good drivers for Vista in general, and 64-bit even worse. So I think that that's where your problem lies. My first inclination is to go to the manufacturer, the website of the manufacturer of the laptop, and see if there are updated drivers for Vista 64 specifically, and then beyond that, to the manufacturer of the DVD drive itself, if you know what that is.
Or if he just wants to hold off and wait for Windows 7.
Well, there's that.
Windows 7, you know, Windows 7 is going to be out this October 22nd. And for a lot of you folks, matter of fact, I've been telling a number of my customers that have been coming in asking, you know, well, I want to buy a new computer. And literally, I've been telling them, hold off. Why give Bill Gates any more money in that stupid product, which is equivalent to Windows ME? And you know how I love
nobody bought
that program. Don't do it. Wait, you know, next month. Windows 7 will be out there. We've been using it for quite a while.
October 22nd, I think it is.
Yeah, next month.
This is September.
This
now.
Is September.
It's that's
September.
What I'm just saying, the oh. date.
Next month.
All right. But wait, you know, and like
wait,
I say, Windows 7 you'll like a lot better. One, it's stable. It's going to get the support, because they made it backwards compatible to a lot of this stuff. Because a lot of people were getting ticked off when they go out and buy this Vista machine, they take it back home, and they say this printer or scanner, which was working and is still working fine with Windows XP, all of a sudden won't work. And you go back and they say, well, you got to get a new printer, a new scanner. It's because they never bothered writing the drivers for it. So a lot of your grief and aggravation, you might want to wait and see once Windows 7 comes out. Go to that.
That may all go away.
Yeah.
All right, we're drawing another coupon. 498-842. 4 gigabyte. There we go. We have a winner.
Cheese and crackers.
All right, we've only got a couple of more minutes left of the show today, so we're going to reveal what the big...
No, give it away first and then reveal what it is. Seriously. Seriously.
Yeah, go for it.
Let's go for it. Well, I got to pick the thing, don't I?
Yes, you are.
Yeah,
yes, you are out.
This is it. This is the last thing. Here it is, ladies and gentlemen. This is the big one. 498-770.
You get a 22-inch flat panel computer monitor donated to us by Enright PC Management. Verify his ticket.
Verify that ticket.
Congratulations. Now that is a computer monitor. What do you think? There you go.
Congratulations and enjoy.
Congrats. And that's
very
it.
Nice.
Now, the next giveaway is going to be a date with Nick. After the kickball game.
And his wife will chaperone.
Yeah, my wife will chaperone, so it'll be fine. All right, this is wonderful. I can't tell you how wonderful it has been to be able to spend 20 years coming into your homes and your cars and your pocket radios and your iPods and your other MP3 players every single week for 20 years. It's been both an honor and a privilege for me personally, and I know for these guys as well, to be able to do this every week. God knows for 99.9% of it, we never got a penny. And that's not why we do it. We do it simply because we know people need the information, and you people are all so grateful. So there'll be a tip jar.
For Jazz 90.1.
For Jazz 90.1. What I meant to say is I really do, from the bottom of my heart, I want to thank all of you, because it's, like I said before, it's not 20 years of us. It's 20%, 20 years of you folks calling in every single week and keeping us on the air. So I just want to personally thank each of you.
Give yourselves a round of applause, please.
Absolutely.
Thank you very much.
Do it.
And the other one that we should thank?
Oh, yeah, we got the little We Are the World thing going on with the cell phones over here. Yeah, that's nice.
Freebird!
Wait a minute. You know, three other folks that we have to thank, though.
Yes, we do.
Is our wives.
Well, we have to thank our wives, but before we do that, because that's going to be maudlin again, John Andrus, ladies and gentlemen. I completely forgot he's back there. John Andrus was one of our producers in the WXXI days.
Yes.
Wonderful man, great radio voice, terrific human being in general, and he actually managed to keep us on the air every week. Unbelievable. Okay, go ahead and
the other person, like I say, that we should thank, you know, along with our listeners, because it's a big disruption, you know, to our family lives, that our three wives, each week they know we're going, and usually we're gone for a good, what, 2-3 hours.
Yeah,
by the time we leave
hours.
And get back, it's a big disruption, you know, so to them we... You know, and you folks owe it too, our thanks that they put up with it.
All right, let's hear it for our wives.
Yeah.
Excellent. I have a very important question that we have not been able to figure out for days. Where should the after party be? Think about it. We need to figure that out. All right, before we go, let me thank the Radisson Hotel Rochester Riverside, Christy Tooper, her entire staff, Sam's Club of Rochester, Chris Lauerman, Apple Cider, New Network Rochester, that's Kelly Brewer, Frontier Communications, Trent Bridges, Enright PC Management, Devon Murphy Photography, Laurel Ann Romeo, who's the Jazz 90.1 Development Director, Barb McSpadden of Women's Magazine, Ron Blazig of Blazig Glass Specialties, Rochester Apparel for these great shirts. Jack Mindy is back in the studio. Lori Enright, Ariel Wasdorf, and Amelia Francesco are volunteers. Thanks to each and every one of you folks for 20 years of keeping us on the air for no discernible reason. God bless you. See you at the next 20.